Welcome to OG Taste Tasty Room. It's an exclusive tasting for TalkingHops.com. I'm joined here tonight for our official tasting by Sean.
Yes.
Bubba.
Uh-huh.
And, surprise, surprise, the creator, founder, the man of Talking Hops himself, Touchdown Tony Allen.
Well, thank you for the invite.
You're
fantastic
welcome.
To be here.
We're glad to have you on.
Of course.
We couldn't have another exclusive tasting without you.
It's true. I have to make the trip down.
Right. We had to
a little
get
more
you in
often. So.
Brought to you by Off the Rails Pod.
Yes.
Of course.
Off the Rails Podcast. Go to offtherailspod.com and check it out. We got some great episodes coming up. We already have a couple episodes, really good ones this year. We've been hitting out of the park. So head to offtherailspodcast.com and check us out.
So Tony, welcome to my tasting room for the very first time.
Thank you, brother. I've been waiting.
But don't get comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get comfortable.
Uh-oh. Should I stand up for this?
Well, don't get comfortable.
Yeah,
don't
sit down. I'm a little nervous now.
Don't kick your feet up and leave your shoes on.
The shoes are on.
Yeah,
the
you're going to be out of here
the
real
door
quick.
To the tasting room closes quickly.
Yes.
I have heard that one.
Do not dawdle.
Without warning, you're going to be told to get the fuck out.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
All right. So, today, for the exclusive Talking Hops tasting, we're back to the brewery in Anaheim. And we're going with a Black Tuesday.
Woo! I just smelled that.
Somebody got ahead of themselves on the ASTMO.
You went to the S real quick there.
Well. Yeah.
So it's Black Tuesday. We have an Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels. And we have We have a little quote on the bottle. I cannot help but raise a dissenting voice to statements that are living in a fool's paradise. And that prosperity in the country must necessarily diminish and recede in the near future.
This is a beer or a fortune
this
cookie?
This is a beer.
what do we have here?
We've got a Black Tuesday, and it only comes around once a year. And they release this around Mardi Gras time, Black Tuesday.
This is a very boozy smelling beer.
This is...
It's infiltrating the room as we speak right
this
now,
is,
actually.
ABV of 20.3%.
Oh, baby Jesus.
20.3.
Okay.
Well,
Wow.
So we have a rarity here. It comes around once a year.
I'll be honest. I haven't seen a 20.3 beer.
It's a 20.3.
I've seen
a lot of beers.
This will be the largest ABV that I think I've ever had.
All right. Cheers, boys.
Wait, whoa. ASTMO.
Let's give a little cheers first.
We're in the tasting room here, but don't be drinking it yet.
Appearance. Solid black.
Black.
You cannot. That's just solid.
Yeah,
that's
you
just,
can't even see halfway through the glass. You can't even see past the initial lip of the glass.
No.
That is a Black Tuesday.
Yeah, it is black. It's solid black.
Wasn't that Inauguration Day?
Solid black.
Black Tuesday.
And we're looking at lacing. I'm seeing zero lacing.
There's absolutely zero lacing.
There's a little bit of lacing.
Mm.
I see some lacing here. I'm getting
and
lacing.
I'm getting about a millimeter of head there.
Yeah, very little.
There's no head.
A millimeter is better than nothing.
It's definitely, but when you get these aged beers and these barrel-aged beers, you're not going to get a lot of that.
Carbonation does lose a little bit during the aging.
Let's smell this bad boy.
Oh, God.
Smell the barrel. You could smell that oak barrel.
You know, I will say on the second smelling, it smells better, but the first one took me for
it got you right away.
But now that I know it's such an ABV, now I'm a little more prepared.
This is a smell that I love. I love the smell.
This is going to, as I like to say, put your dick in the sand.
Oh, yeah. It'll straighten your curlies all right.
Let's taste this bad boy. Oh, wow.
Woo!
Powerful Tuesday. Stuff.
All right.
That is not a session beer.
No.
No, it's a dessert beer. It's got to be dessert.
Mm.
That is a sipper right there.
Like
you,
it still hit me.
Normally when you drink a beer, normally when you bring a 22 bottle to the tasting room, I always want more. I feel like this is the proper pour. For this beer, like I feel like you drink this amount.
You're feeling good. There's a lot of heat on the back end there.
Oh yeah, you feel it all the way going all the way down.
It's still burning into the bowels.
Yeah. It doesn't even taste like beer.
No.
It
tastes like sweet, like you said, it's like a dessert.
It's
it tastes
syrup
like a
candy.
Sweet, like a sweet syrupy sauce.
There's definitely bitterness. I am definitely tasting some chocolate there too.
Oh, this
sharp chocolate. I'm not getting any
dark chocolate.
This reminds me of like drinking like a Hershey syrup with some booze in it.
Yeah. Well, like not if you that took some thick, though.
It's pretty thick.
It is thick.
It's pretty thick.
Well, let's go there. Let's do the mouthfeel.
I think it's licking frosting off the spoon.
It's thick. Syrupy. Actually. It's very syrupy. Mm. It's not a chocolate sauce, but it is very syrupy.
I'd go NyQuil consistency.
I agree with that.
Yeah, NyQuil.
I feel the stinginess going all the way down into my gutty works.
It's a winter beer because it's warming you up
all
the way through.
Yes, it will warm you up. This will.
I have a feeling I'll be drinking this for the next 3 hours.
My fingertips are numb right now.
See, I could throw this on some vanilla ice cream. That would be awesome.
Oh, totally, dude! You could make this into like a shake, totally. Yeah. You could add it, and it would be good.
Get some 151 on top and caramelize that some.
I like it.
Oh, wow! There's your bar. That's the bartender coming out in you right there.
Nice.
So we did the A, we did the AS, we did all of them.
Yep.
It's time for
the O.
The O. What is the O?
This is all the way five caps for me. Five stars.
Wow.
All the way.
He's a stout guy, isn't he?
Not very. Well, he loves these high ABVs bourbon-y beers.
Bourbon barrel beers always get a good rating.
Bourbon so barrel you know, aged.
Say that five times.
Yeah. BBW?
Yeah.
Oh, aged.
Aged.
So,
BBA.
So they do this. They do this once a year, and we will be back for the 2017 version as well. We will get this again.
Fantastic. I wonder if this would be a beer that you could put in your cellar and let it sit.
I can't do that because it's so good, but other people do that. Other people
so
do
we'd have
do
to
that.
Put in a lock and key from them?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
That means I would have to go buy it.
Right. He can't do it.
He couldn't do it, but no.
We could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can age these beers, these bourbon barrel aged stouts can be aged for up to 5 years, and then you got to drink them. They're not like wine where you can just let them sit forever, or whiskey.
Wow. It's got some heat.
Whew.
Yeah.
I almost need a little.
I love
piece
it.
Of cinnamon
I love
bread.
It. This is one of their signature beers. Everybody fucking flocks to get one of these. It's you got to be quick and they're gone.
Well, okay. that's what makes the small breweries like the brewery or Bottle Logic. Yeah. That's what makes them popular is that they come out with beers like
exclusive. They didn't go as fast as Bottle Logic. I mean, in comparison,
of course, Bottle Logic.
This thing lasted for after I bought this, I went back on 2 days later, and there were still some left. And the third day, they were gone. Bottle Logic sales, they're gone, and. 5 minutes.
Yeah, if you haven't, I know some of you are new to the podcast, to the Taste Room.
Long time listener.
Yeah, Sean's definitely a Bottle Logic whore. So he likes to talk about Bottle Logic all the time, and rightfully so. Great brewery,
great beer.
I love them. Look in my tasting room. You see two Bottle Logic barrels right there in my tasting room.
And if you look over your left shoulder, you can still see the wide open bunghole.
Right
there.
Bunghole is wide open.
They call it a bunghole.
And you know why it's wide open? So I can get the smell of this Black Tuesday.
Because it's
gaping? I get that smell. I sit there and I get that smell out of that bunghole. It just wafts into my nostrils.
Nothing like a good smell of a bunghole. A gaping bunghole. Wow. Kind of reminds me of this beer we're drinking.
All right.
The gaping bung.
On that note, get the fuck out.
That's right.
Get out of my room.
That's it.
There we go.
That's it. It's time.
You're out.
You are up and out.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for coming to TalkingHops.com, checking us out. Make sure you come here, periodically to get some new reviews, find out about the latest tasting rooms, find out about your latest dive bars,
breweries,
all that good
dive
stuff.
Dive bars, breweries. We got events. We got
delicatessens.
Delicatessens are coming up.
Yes.
We're going to have some breweries coming up. And as always, any Off the Rails Pod post you see, we'll have a link. To your site, give them a follow.
Yes,
and make sure you do that and listen
to
them.
Talking Hops for the tasting room, and then go to our podcast to get some laughs while you're drinking said beer.
And we're hoping, I think, sometime this year we'll have an exclusive Talking Hops beer to review.
That would be great.
Yeah,
let's work on that.
Yeah, we're working on that.
I think we should work on that.
We're working on
a little collaboration.
Yes,
I didn't know anything about this, Bubba, but apparently they're gonna go into business for themselves.
It's
they're
news
gonna,
to
they're
me,
gonna start
but,
brewing beer.
I mean, let's hear about it.
All right. Well, once again, go to offtherailspodcast.com to check us out, and as always, come back to Talking Hops periodically to get all the latest information. So for Tony, and for Sean, and for Bubba, I'm Noah. Thank you once again, and we will see you next time with your exclusive Talking Hops tasting room.